My name is Kamran Kelly. I am 15 years old, and today is the 23rd of November, 2017, and I'm speaking with my grandfather. His name is Kevin Kelly, and we are recording this interview in Los Angeles, California. So, tell me about your involvement with the World War II Memorial.
Well, the way this worked out is the Congress of the United States approved the construction of a World War II memorial and designated an agency to manage it and to make sure that it got done. That was the American Battle Monuments Commission.
Okay.
Now, that commission, their job was to manage the overseas military cemeteries where American war dead were buried, 24 cemeteries around the world. So they didn't have the staff to do a project of this magnitude, and therefore they needed some additional people, and they brought me in to manage the project.
Okay, very interesting. So what would you consider to be the most challenging issue that you faced while working on the memorial?
Well, as you can imagine, it's very difficult to get anything done in something like the capital of a country, Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
because so many people have an interest in what goes on there. So the biggest challenge we had was to get public support, as well as the support of Congress and veterans and lots of other people, to put this memorial centrally located on the mall in the Capitol and with a design that would be acceptable to all these different interest groups.
So to be able to work with and get permission from all these different groups that you had to contact with to start.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
There's actually a formal process that's been put into law. There are three different organizations, commissions, that have to approve such things. And so they all represent various interests throughout the whole metropolitan area as well as the rest of the country.
So, what would you say your most memorable experience was, and why?
Well, the best thing was, for me, working with the veterans that this memorial was supposed to be addressed to, as well as the home front. So.
And you're a veteran yourself, but of Vietnam, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. Right. I spent a total of 34 years in the U.S. Army. So the best part for me was when we had a ceremony to dedicate the site that had been chosen, and President Clinton was there to dedicate the site formally, we had an individual, a couple of people address the crowd that was assembled there, and one of those people was one of our people we've been working with on the Memorial Advisory Board, which the president had designated. And he was a World War II veteran, a fighter pilot who had been shot down at the very end of World War II and spent the last 4 or 5 months, I think it was, as a POW.
Oh.
So I designated him to introduce the president. But before he spoke, we had a woman address the home front issue, and she said she had been working in this factory up in Massachusetts, Lowell, Massachusetts, which is known for its making different kinds of materials, and she made parachutes.
Mm.
And so when the veteran got up to speak, Dr. Miguel Encinas from New Mexico, he said, "I was shot down. I bailed out of my fighter plane, and she may have made the parachute that saved my life."
Huh.
So that was a very nice connection that he made between the home front, the actual fighters, and the whole situation there.
All right, next question. How did you first find out about this, like the World War II Memorial being constructed, and why did you decide to say yes and join the construction?
Well, I first learned about it actually when the American Battle Monuments Commission called me up and told me that they were looking for somebody to come work for them and manage this project. At the time, I was an Army colonel on active duty, and I was getting set to retire. And so they said, "We need somebody, an engineer like yourself, to come down here, and would you be interested?"
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, a project like this you can imagine how enticing it was, a memorial that's going to be built on the National Mall and be around for hundreds of years, and representing what it did, honoring the veterans and the home front folks who made that war victory possible. So that you couldn't think of a more important thing to finish up your military career with than something like the World War II Memorial.
Right. What was the total amount of time you spent involved with the memorial, and what was the total time overall for the project?
Well, I was there from the very beginning, so I spent the first 4 years managing the project, and that involved making sure that we got the approval of that we could put it in the central part of the city, and that we eventually found a site, that we got the site approved, and then we had the design competition and an architect selected, and we went through the whole process of getting the design approved. So by the end of about 4 years, we had virtually everything done except raising the money, which was going to cost well over $100 million.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided that at that point, since I had no experience with fundraising, that there was no reason for me to stay around. So I then did my formal retirement from the Army.
Yeah. So today, looking back, what do you value most from this experience?
Well, the thing I value most, I think, was seeing how this memorial meant so much to the various World War II veterans, and even a lot of people from the home front who came to visit it and were emotionally moved greatly by the seeing that they had finally had their efforts, their long 4 or 5 years long efforts that they put into this war effort, seeing those finally remembered by the nation in a central place on the nation's capital. So working with the veterans and all these members from the home front, so many different people contributed so many different things. It was very gratifying to me to see how they appreciated and really loved the memorial that we finally got put together.
All right. So now this kind of will wrap up our interview. This is the last question. What do you think for yourself, what do you think is the historical value of a memorial or a monument like this one?
Well, of course, what it primarily will do is allow people to learn about the World War II experience that Americans had in that trying time, and see how much everybody in the country contributed to its ultimate success. Starting out with, of course, lots of reverses, so that it looked like, in fact, we were in a lot of trouble in the beginning, and then overcoming all the difficulties based on the bravery of the American military and the support from the home front, who produced all the material goods that made the ultimate victory possible.
All right. Thank you for your time, and that finishes up our interview.